The bones of the human body are divided into two groups, the appendicular skeleton and the axial skeleton. Understanding the structure of the vertebral column is important for your understanding of axial spondyloarthritis, so we'll start there. The triage nurse dons gloves and climbs into the pickup bed next to the patient. The patient is obtunded, responding to verbal stimulus with moans and unintelligible sounds. Copious amounts of blood and vomitus are present in the oropharynx. The nurse attempts a mouth sweep with two fingers to clear the airway. Neurotrophins, especially NGF, are generated during inflammation. Cytokines and corticotrophin-releasing hormone from inflamed tissue can induce macrophages, monocytes, and lymphocytes to release endogenous opioids that mediate pain. There are many clues to help you recognize a contaminated individual. Contaminants often have odors. Contamination may be visible on clothing, or the patient may be complaining of conditions such as breathing difficulties, skin irritation, or burning eyes. Healthcare professionals may prescribe non-stimulant or stimulant medications to people diagnosed with ADHD. To minimize risks, it is important to follow the directions for your prescription medication.